Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, something we never thought we'd see. James Comey indicted.
Yep.
Okay, couple of things here. Just focus. It's hard. It's easy to lose track of this on the day-to-day. What a miracle this is, okay? Because Donald Trump was facing 700 years in prison on fake trumped-up charges. 700 years in prison. The RNC was broke, had only enough money to hold the convention, $9 million in October of last year. That's it. You know, going into the presidential year, nothing more. Not a dime for the election. Because the donors were like, this is impossible. We're not going to give you any money. The court schedule that we were looking at for Trump had him in court on election day. If not in prison, I mean, he probably would have been in a jumpsuit from the last conviction, which he would have definitely had at least two of by then, according to the court's schedule. And he probably would have been in a jumpsuit and leg irons for the trial on election day. Nobody gets out of 700 years across five cases. Oh, and wins the election while running in that condition. Nobody does. So understand, to get to the point where James Comey is indicted is a flipping miracle. I mean, I truly see the hand of God in it. I do. For all five of those cases to fall apart like they did. In weird ways, too. I mean, really weird ways. Like freaky, lucky ways. That had nothing to do with Trump himself, by the way. A lot of people don't understand the mechanics of it. I mean, when you tried to, just to give you one example, the classified documents case, right? Which was one that the FBI Deep State helped to cook up. Trump's attorney actually bungled that one. It was the attorney for the co-defendant that noticed that the classified documents in the box that was mailed to Trump were out of order. The FBI had said they hadn't touched them. Well, they couldn't be out of order if the FBI hadn't touched them. Forcing the FBI, they had already lied under oath, and the Department of Justice under Biden had lied under oath, said they hadn't touched them or trifled with them anyway. They had to turn around and admit they'd committed perjury. Court, the case, bam, hit a wall. Trump's attorney didn't do that. Thank God the other guy got indicted with him. The guy who worked with him, I forget his name on the, on his property. And Rosemary Collar ground it to a halt then and spent the months after when Trump was supposed to be on trial, essentially trying the FBI. It's amazing there weren't any charges for that. And we're watching what's happening in Fulton County, Fonnie Willis. If Fonnie Willis hadn't been so corrupt herself, Lee, and hired her boyfriend, who was not qualified for the position, overpaid him, and then he paid her the money back. That's what
completely self-inflicted wound there.
Yeah. If she, in other words, hadn't committed her own crime spree, and if this is the weird thing, another attorney who was not Trump's, was an attorney for another defendant, tangential attorney on the case, got that tip. That didn't come from law enforcement in Georgia. That came an attorney doing some sleuthing on the side, same weird thing. If that hadn't happened, that case, I mean, he would have gone to court for that. And that would have been, we would have had to run with a candidate who's in leg irons. And I don't know how that would have ended, but gosh, it was freaky. If you had told me today, a year ago, you know, 2 years ago, I should say, that Donald Trump would be president and James Comey would be indicted. I'd be like, what? Nah, that can't happen. I mean, let's not forget where it was, where we were in 2024, folks. January, February, March, April, and most of May. Donald Trump, and it broke my heart. He would, you know, he's on trial in New York, and he would stand outside the courtroom alone. He would come out and give these updates. Only the Secret Service, whoever they were, by side of him. Nobody with him. Not Melania. Nobody. By himself. And each successive fundraising quarter, what the Republicans brought in went down another 20%. A lot of that was because of, you know, Ronald Romney McDaniel was too busy getting Botox and doing things like that and taking, you know, high-end flights around the country, living the jet set lifestyle, but not really building the voter file. You know, donors have figured that out too, but that was a disaster. It wasn't well run by Trump and it wasn't well run by her. Every quarter, the fundraising total went down another 20%. We were done. The country was done. So if somebody else, I'm just warning you, Lee, one more person sends me a text. Nothing's going to happen. We'll never get him. This sucks. Look at how far we've come.
Yep.
Hey, look where we are. It's like standing on the top of Everest after you've scaled it and gone, we'll never get back down. Because we scaled Everest. We did. So just chill out, okay? The future is unwritten. Anything is possible. And the good thing that's going to come from this Comey trial, this is one of them things that the mainstream media can spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. But the American people are going to get a good look at how the FBI puts a hoax together.
Yeah.
And what I don't know if we're going to be able to get a conviction in Eastern Virginia. I don't even know if the Biden judge, because what, you know, we have got to, I'll tell you one thing we got to do, or we are not going to be able to do the things we need to do. We have got to figure out how Democrats keep winning this judge lottery.
Yeah.
Because that's corrupt. There's something very corrupt going on there where we only get Biden and Obama judges, Clinton judges. We never get a Republican judge somehow. You know, when Trump goes into these things. So, I mean, that judge could still throw this out. But the good news this morning is just to indict James Comey is something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. It seemed impossible. It would never happen.
I hope he's just the first of many.
Yeah.
Because there are several others.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think of Clapper. I think of several others that should have the same fate for the way that they deceived and manipulated and lied about Donald Trump and other things going on in this country.
Yeah. So that is good this morning. The most interesting part of this to me, Lee, is the obstruction part of it,
right?
Not the perjury part that the media is focusing on. But the obstruction part of it, Paul Sperry writes that Comey obstructed Congress over a referral to the CIA sent to him in 2016 about the Clinton plan to frame Trump as a Russian agent. Okay, that's huge. We don't have a lot of details on the obstruction yet. Paul Sperry is an investigative reporter. He says that's the direction they're going. If that's the direction they're going, and we can at least have a trial, we're at least going to be able to have a national conversation about this. And there's only one thing that you need to understand about it. It's very simple to understand because the case is very complicated, but this is easy to understand. In the summer of 2016 and the fall, by September of 2016, before the election, James Comey was informed in writing by the CIA that there was no Russia collusion, that it was the, quote, Clinton plan, unquote, to frame Trump, and that the Russians were aware of it, and they were very angry. They were very upset about it because they saw this as an attack on them. They knew what the Clinton plan was. They knew that the Clinton plan was to fake an attack on our democracy. We live in a republic, but whatever.
Yes.
Democrats don't even know where they live.
No.
Blame it on Russia in order to tie Trump to Putin and make him look like a Russian stooge. The Russians knew about it and were not happy. So what does that mean? That means, do you remember, I mean, because you know, you covered him, hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing with James Comey, where he's talking about the importance of getting to the bottom of it and how we need to do this. He is smearing Trump in the most vile of ways the whole time he knew it was fake. For that roughly 18-month period where an average of 60% of newscasts were consumed with Russia collusion. Think about what this does to a country. Mm-hmm. 60% of news, according to Newsbusters, and they monitor the, that's all they do if you go to the Newsbusters site, they monitor the news. 60% of the news was Russia collusion, and it was fake. And the people driving it knew it. Andrew McCabe knew it. James Comey knew it. CIA Director John Brennan knew it. And what did they do? They not only lied under oath before Congress. A lot of those lies, by the way, we can't get them for because they're past the statute of limitations. They were on cable TV every other day, driving it. And what does it do to a nation when the head of your CIA and the head of the FBI are telling you it's real? You're living through an attempted coup by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. You live in fear. It's scary. You can't even conceive. And this was Republicans for a while, too. Don't forget, in the beginning, Republicans very much were convinced this was a thing. Because why? The head of the CIA and the head of the FBI are telling you that? How could it be untrue? But it was untrue. And they knew the whole time. And watching all those old clips are shockingly, when you understand, they knew it was fake. And not only was it fake, Clinton's campaign had committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create the hoax. They ignored it. And the American people really need to understand all of that. Just so we can heal, but so they can't do it to us again. This trial, hopefully we'll get to a trial, is the beginning of that. But we could do it by indicting John Brennan too. It works just as easily. Same set of facts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.